First Baptist Church of Redmond, December 24th, 2016, Christmas Eve.
The world can be a dark and lonely place. 7 billion people share the world with us, yet there is no one like you. There was no one with your experiences. There is no one in your situation. There is no one with exactly all the things that you have, nor in exactly the situation that you are in. I have friends each year, and even now at this season, that will feel dark, that can feel discouraged, and that can have an inner moment where they perhaps question their hope and God's commitment to them. Jesus came to this world. Jesus came to this world as a light to the world in the darkness. We turn all the lights off here on purpose. God is merciful, we have power. But the illustration of the candles at night, can you imagine a few hundred years ago this is what your house would have been like at this time of the year? You would have been coming close to a candle to see anything, to do anything. If you're tired and busy, you might be thankful for that because God turned the lights off and changed your day, so it's time for sleep. But for most of us, we want to see, we want to do, we want to think, we want to experience. Jesus came to show us who we are, what we look like, what we can see in other people, because Jesus has come to light our way. How do we know what the Father wants from us? We are so often either too critical or too forgiving. But Jesus came, Matthew 19 tells us, to bear witness of the truth. God's truth is that we have a need. We all have a need that only God can fill. And Jesus came to show us that God cares for us. We live with Christ shining in us once we trust Him as our Savior. Because the darkness that is in this world can only be overcome by the light that Jesus gives, and Jesus gives us some very simple truths to reflect on. He tells us that He lights the way for the humble. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. One of the most difficult things about growing up is realizing the world does not revolve around you. A child cries because that's all it can do. The child cried because all it can do is that it will let you know that it doesn't have what it wants. But as we grow up and see, we learn that wanting can focus on the wrong things. And God wants us to learn to love Him and other people both. As the Son came, leaving heaven to glorify the Father, John 17, the great high priestly prayer tells us that Jesus has left heaven to glorify the Father. And He knows what's going to happen. And He wants to do it anyway. Because the one overwhelming characteristic of God that sometimes in my mind it took me a long time to get the handle of is that God is love. And if I want to demonstrate the character of God, I'm going to be loving. Love involves many facets. Love is kind. Love is gracious. Love is generous. You know all those things from 1 Corinthians 13. But love also tells us the truth. And Jesus came to die because one of the truths of the gospel is that we needed Jesus to die for us because we could not make the difference. So once we accept that, once we realize that we all have a need of Christ in our lives to do for us what we could not, and that is to cause a relationship between ourselves and God to be possible, we begin to open our minds and our hearts to the child in the manger and consider His sacrifice and His love and what He gave up to love us. Jesus lights the way for the lost. Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house because He also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come," notice, "to seek and to save that which was," and that last word is the difficult one, "lost." Because our world is nothing if not confident. We're even very confident in the fact that we can't be confident about anything. Sometimes when discouragement enters in the heart, that's what's happened. We've learned not to rely on anyone. We've learned that we are our only true friend. And that's a place where you do not want to stay. You may float in there sometimes because we're people who have emotions and hearts that can be smashed, crushed, or discouraged. But we can't stay there. Because once we reach the place where we feel alone, that's when we can be most aware that there is one that is waiting for us. The love of a parent is hopefully something that's in your mind. The love for a child is something you may experience. But the love of God that then motivates us to turn and love other people is a truly supernatural event. Because God loved us, what? And gave His Son. Jesus loved us and willingly came. And the Holy Spirit directs our minds to these two great truths. You can never be found if you don't realize that without Jesus, you're lost. Jesus lights the way for God's grace for us all. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I don't know about you, I like to read, I like to watch things, but I learn things, something the best by doing it. You can read all the books you want to about sports, but trust me, I'll never throw a 50-yard touchdown pass. It doesn't come out of my hand that far. It's not possible. All the books in the world won't do that. You have to experience what you can do. You can read about cooking. I've watched medical shows where I think, certainly I could perform that operation. Don't trust me with that, okay? We have to sometimes learn by personal experience, involvement, and by doing. One of the great questions is, what is God thinking of me? What will God do? And God looks at us, and the Bible tells us that God knows that we are flesh. God knows our lives are as a vapor. You have a lot of years, you turn back, and you think, where have they gone? What have I done with them? What have I chosen to invest my energy in? Could I have done something else? Did what I do make a difference? And you look at God's perspective on the world and see that all the things that we own, possess, and the good that we do is a result of God's giftedness to us, His grace, where God has reached down and honored us with the opportunity to know Him, honored us with the opportunity to understand and see what the truth is, and the greatest grace, which is the chance to do something about those things. You ever watch someone and think, oh, if they only knew what to do, it would be so much better, and you want to tell them, but you can't. God from heaven looks and He tells us what we should do. He gives us guidance. He gives us wisdom. And in the uncertain times, you hold on to what you have and to what you know, and you act on those things. And then you trust in God's grace to get you through the day, through that moment. What we do is we realize that God only has children, not grandchildren. This is the time when you're going to take a plate and take a candle. And parents, you can decide how invested you want to be in your children with live fire. God wants a commitment from each of us. Parents would love to invest God's light, God's lives in their children's hearts and minds, but all they can do is show the way and pray. Because each of us individually have to make the decision to know God, to trust Him, to connect with Him. And Jesus comes, the Bible says, is the light that is to light everyone. God doesn't light one and then leave this world, but each of us who have the light need to share it. So as you get this light, you can pass it to the person near you who will also have a candle. Because this is how the light of Christ spreads. Jesus says His plan for the world is us. There is no plan B. Jesus says that as we disciple ourselves after Him, that we are people who are characterized by salt and light, Matthew chapter 5 says. The salt speaks of our distinctiveness. The fact that Christians around the world generally react the same way. We react in a way that is characterized by faith, hope, and love. Faith, that trusting God is what makes the difference. Hope, in a way that's expectant hope. We expect that God is watching us. We expect that connecting with God makes a difference in our lives. We expect that God is watching us. And because we have something to believe in that we can stand on, in a world where everything changes, including ourselves, the Bible tells us God is unchanging. And the fact that we have a hope, a belief, that trusting God is the best thing that we can do with our lives, and that one day God is going to come for us and take us to be with Him, that can cause us to generate and demonstrate love to other people. Love to God, and if you love God, you're going to love someone else. Because all the people you see here and outside the world are going to be people who are either A, the ones that God wants you to love, or B, they're going to be the source of God's love to you. And for your Christian friends, generally both of those things are true. It's a two-way street. Because how does God work in the world? God works through us. Spiritual giftedness, sharing the grace that we've looked at, and rubbing off on each other is the way that God's hands are shown in this world, because God lives in us. So the greatest gift I can give to someone is to give my life to God so that God can move through me more, so that God can use me more. Because if God has control of me, I'm going to be much more easily influenced by Him to come and have an impact in the life of the people that I meet, so that they can find the things that God wants. Because that's how God spreads His truth, is through us, through people like us.